I can't express how much I love this. This is you dirty bitch, whoever sent this in, but you're listening now, so shout out to you for being freaky.
Welcome to The Smoking Area, where we deep dive into life's highs and lows. I'm Benji, your host, ready to bring you candid conversations, a listening ear, and a splash of late night excitement. Get ready to explore unfiltered discussions. Let's step into The Smoking Area.
I want to do anal, but I eat spicy food on the daily. Face, hit me with your solution for this freaky lady.
So she doesn't, she does want to try anal, but she eats spicy food on the daily.
Yeah.
Bitch, don't eat spicy food and try anal.
What? Is that your answer? Can I ask you an open question? I mean, a question that I want an honest answer from, not an open question. Do you partake in anal?
Yes.
Ooh. In relationships or outside of terms?
No, not outside.
Okay. This is good knowledge for me. And do you like it?
Oh, that's a hard question. I think it's more because the man would like it.
Yes, I think anal for a guy with a girl is just more of an ego boost. Like, I got to do it. It's the forbidden fruit. It's the...
Yeah.
It's just against the norm. It's like a treat. I know girls who use it as a treat, and that's fantastic. I say do it. I would say all you need to balance your spicy food is a cup. Maybe have a little bit of an intermittent fast from the spicy food. Enjoy your spicy food in the morning. Invest in a very good douche, and to enjoy it without the worry of the spicy food rearing its head, because it will happen every now and again, and you just have to power through, girlies. Get in the shower. I would say a good douche so that you're as clean as possible, a very good lubricant, and a very nice Pinot Grigio or Chardonnay.
Also, do some trials beforehand. Do not
on yourself.
Yeah, you need like a starter kit. I've got a starter kit, babe.
Oh my God, okay, I need more info. You've got a starter kit for what? Like butt plugs?
Yeah, like one that's like a size of like a pinky finger, and then one that's a size of like your index finger, and then one that's like two fingers, and then it gets like slowly bigger than that.
Oh, good. Yeah, no. Preparation. Listen, girlie who likes the spices. Well, and you don't want to stretch, because then...
No. You don't want to bag your ass off.
Oh my God, you're so eloquent. I love it. We did say this is fucking 18 plus, right? This is nighttime.
Yeah.
This is to be enjoyed. Now, I don't care if we're offending people. They're not the people that should be listening to this. If you're offended, fuck off. This is to be enjoyed. This is adults talking who have a sense of humour and enjoy sex, because there's nothing fucking wrong with being any of those things. In fact, you should be those things if you're an adult. Cheers to that. I'm having a nice glass of wine right now and I want to talk dirty.
Girl,
get yourself Faith's anal starter kit. Get yourself a good douche.
20.
Get yourself a good douche. And when in doubt, chug back the white wine and just enjoy. You're going to love it up the dirt track.
Spicy food.
They don't know, though. It could be cultural. It could be where they live. You don't know.
Okay, yeah, true.
Do you know what I mean? Not everyone's eating beige like British people.
But as well, and I haven't had anal sex a lot. It's never come out the other end. Like, it's felt like it. Like, you get that sensation, but it's never happened. So how often, like, she probably wants to know this, how frequently would it?
No, if you're mindful and you're clean and you're... I know what you mean about the feeling of sometimes it feels like... But I don't think it happens very often. And I think if you do clean yourself and prepare yourself... And like, can't you just like take a couple of Imodiums before, like, just bung it all up?
Yeah. Oh, that's a really good idea.
Or
that we have the list.
Like, laxative it before, get it all out, and then douche. Or if you don't feel like you've got it all out, slip a couple of Imodiums in. You can get them instant ones that dissolve under your tongue. They work in 10 minutes. I have to get them before I fly because I will not use an aeroplane toilet.
Oh, who will? You get sucked into it.
But I'm scared of flying. The only time I've ever used an aeroplane toilet is to suck someone off.
You have not.
Of course I have. Are you joking?
I'm desperate to do that. I am so desperate to join the Mile High Club.
Every relationship I've been in that I've gone on a holiday with someone, we've done stuff in the seat. When it's winter, it's really good because you can get a blanket and you can get away with doing like a little bit of naughty things. And then, yeah, bathroom, definitely.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I love it. On that note, thank you very much, guys, for joining us. I don't know why you have, but please keep doing it.
And
bye, guys.
Sharing.
Yeah, oh no, we need more. Thank you very much, guys. Join us again next week.
Bye. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.